The Masthead, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, June 2023, the Siemens Church Institute Silver Bell Awards Dinner raises over $700,000 in support of mariners and seafarers. Normalizing healthcare for mariners. SCI Center for Maritime Education welcomes new instructor in Houston. A Mariner Memorial Pastoral Activity Report by Chaplain Thomas Rhodes. Thank you to our corporate sponsors. Incredible location, incredible event. 2023 Mountain Challenge. Mount Snow, Vermont, from September 28th to October 1st, 2023. Make a difference in the lives of mariners. Join your colleagues on the mountain. Take the challenge. Register for SCI's Mountain Challenge 2023. Thank you to Cargill for supporting the 2023 Mountain Challenge as our lead sponsor. To learn more about sponsorship opportunities for this event or for more information, please email mountainchallenge@siemenschurch.org or call 212-401-4027. Our Spring 2023 Lookout Magazine is online. Pastoral care, training, online learning, and advocacy. Read more about SCI, how SCI is dedicated to making a difference in the lives of seafarers and mariners. Read online. Download the PDF. Siemens Church Institute's Silver Bell Awards Dinner raises over $700,000 in support of mariners and seafarers. Photo captions include Silver Bell Award winner Robert P. Burke, Ridgebury Tankers Center, with left to right SCI Board Chair Bruce Paulson, Esquire, Seward & Kissel, Silver Bell Event Co-Chair Jack Noonan, Binnacle Maritime LLC, SCI President and Executive Director the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, and Silver Bell Event Co-Chair Buckley McAllister, McAllister Towing and Transportation. 2023 Lifetime Achievement Award, the Right Reverend Andrew M. Deechy, 16th Bishop of New York Center. With Bishop Deechy, left to right, Silver Bell Event Co-Chair Jack Noonan, Binnacle Maritime LLC, SCI Board Chair Bruce Paulson, Esquire, Seward & Kissel, Silver Bell Event Co-Chair Buckley McAllister, McAllister Towing and Transportation, and SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut. Silver Bell Award Dinner 2023 Photo Album. The photo album in the print version contains scores of photos taken at the Silver Bell Awards. On June 8, 2023, the Siemens Church Institute, SCI, welcomed maritime leaders and supporters for its 45th annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner. This year, the event honored two distinguished individuals who demonstrated exceptional leadership and dedication within their respective fields. Robert P. Burke, CEO and Principal of Ridgebury Tankers, received the Silver Bell Award. The Right Reverend Andrew M. L. Deechy, 16th Episcopal Bishop of New York, received the Lifetime Achievement Award. SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, noted, "The Silver Bell Awards Dinner is our annual celebration of this wonderful maritime community. It is also a time for us to remember those who work difficult and demanding jobs on ships, moving much of the world's goods over water and between nations. It was an honor for us to recognize two extraordinary individuals last night, Bob Burke and Bishop Deechy, who in their distinguished careers have been dedicated champions for seafarers." The smoke from the Canadian wildfires that had shrouded Manhattan lifted in time for the opening parade of vessels on the Hudson River, blessed by Bishop Andrew Deechy, assisted by Bishop Coadjutor Matthew Hyde, Suffragan Bishop Alan Shin, and Assisting Bishop Mary Glasspool. The Port Authority Police Department pipes and drums then led the event's 500 guests inside, where the United States Coast Guard Sector New York Color Guard opened the dinner, followed by the singing of the national anthem by members of the USMMA Mariners Choir, who also closed the event with the hymn Eternal Father, Strong to Save. A thunderous fireworks celebration over the Hudson capped the celebration. The 2023 Silver Bell Awards Dinner raised over $700,000 for SCI's mission to support the material, personal, and mental well-being of international seafarers and domestic mariners, exceeding the event goal by more than $100,000. The Reverend Nesselhut added, "We were thrilled with this event and so grateful to our guests and benefactors who share the spirit of our cause and give so generously. SCI depends upon you. Support the Siemens Church Institute." Center for Mariner Advocacy, Normalizing Healthcare for Mariners. Phil Shiflin. Mariners have always faced a multitude of challenges, including prolonged separation from loved ones, long working hours, and high-stress situations. It is only natural to expect that these difficult circumstances would give rise to mental health issues among mariners. Unfortunately, the situation has been further exacerbated by the additional stressors brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic, leading to a mental health crisis within the maritime community. This crisis has highlighted the need for enhanced mental health care for mariners, and stakeholders in the industry are working towards providing better support. However, a significant barrier to delivering the care lies in the perception that seeking mental health care is not considered normal. This is a prevailing belief, not only within the maritime industry, but also in society at large, that mentally healthy individuals should not require mental health support. As a result, individuals may be indifferent or resistant to seeking help, assuming that they are normal and do not need any form of assistance. Moreover, the stigma associated with therapy and treatment often discourages many people who could benefit from mental health care from pursuing it. We need to transform this perspective collectively through our words, actions, and policies. We must actively promote and establish access to mental health care, making it as commonplace as routine medical checkups or dental cleanings. Until we successfully address the stigma surrounding mental health care and work towards normalizing it within our industry, we will be unable to truly support mariners in improving their mental well-being. Christmas at Sea, celebrating 125 years. Keeping mariners and seafarers in our hearts at Christmas time. Some short videos are available in the print document. Center for Maritime Education. Center for Maritime Education welcomes new instructor in Houston. SCI is excited to welcome Captain Andrew Andy Martin, who joins us as an instructor at our Center for Maritime Education facility in Houston after serving as an instructor at San Jacinto College Maritime since December 2021. Andy has also held positions at Buffalo Marine Services, JMS Marine Services, Higman Towing Company, and JAM Marine Services, where he served as Master of Towing, among other roles. His valuable knowledge of the Houston Ship Channel, Intercoastal Waterway, and Lower Mississippi River is welcome, and he will be an asset to our team. Welcome to the team. The Siemens Church Institute is pleased to welcome Michelle Wallenberg as our new Development Associate, Database Coordinator. Michelle comes to us from Olivet College, Olivet, Minnesota, where she was the Gift and Database Manager. Additionally, we would like to welcome Gerald Brunson, who will be joining us as the new Operations Associate Driver at the International Seafarer Center in Port Newark. Gerald comes to us from Bell Medical Transport, Orange, New Jersey, where he worked as a Mobility Assistance Vehicle Tech. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI, a Mariner Memorial, from the June 2023 Pastoral Activity Report. Word reached me that a mariner had suffered a heart attack after a choking incident and was rushed to the hospital. I was already en route to New Orleans at that time, so I contacted Chaplain Christine Brunson and asked if she could attend the incident. She did a wonderful job in counseling and talking with the distress crew, and she was asked to return the following day. And yet, while we were there for mariners in tough times, we were also there for family and friends. About a week later, I heard from the HR office at the Mariners Company. I was told that despite the hospital's best efforts, the mariner's condition showed no signs of improvement, and his wife was facing the heart-wrenching decision of turning off life support and letting him pass away. The company asked if I could help them during this difficult time by meeting with crew members and the mariner's wife. I met with the mariner's wife, and we prayed together. After a while, we talked about a proper way to say goodbye, and I suggested a memorial on the boat might be a fitting tribute. The mariner's wife agreed. A month after the incident, I gathered his wife, family, and friends, and colleagues for a brief service on the second deck of the mariner's former vessel. There were about 40 in all. I conducted the prayers, his wife gave the eulogy, and the mariner's friends and crew, mates, offered remembrances. It was a moving and fitting ceremony. When I sit down to write my quarterly pastoral activity report, our focus is often the quick response to immediate crisis. And there is no doubt that what we do in the short term is important work. But as chaplains, we are also committed to long-term care. We know that grief, for some, does not have a time limit. In those moments, after an incident, there is so much swirling in the minds of those affected, grief, confusion, and disbelief. So as chaplains, our job is also to follow up. Ask how we can be of service and help make plans, if needed, down the road. In this case, being able to offer a memorial service that mariners and family members could attend at a later date allowed them time and space to process and share their grief. Make a gift to support mariners and seafarers. Pastoral care, legal advocacy, professional training. A donation to the Seamen's Church Institute helps us support mariners and seafarers with the challenges they face and the demanding work they do. Thank you. From the SCI Archives. On this day in 1926, a British apprentice officer who frequented SCI Seafarers Hotel at 25 South Street took this photo of a crew's rescue from the wreck of the freighter City of Naples off Japan with the Japanese cruiser Kasuga playing a key role in the effort with the apprentice's ship in support. SCI Historical Resources. Thank you to our corporate partners. Sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, and Tote. And contributing or in-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. Subscribe to The Masthead, the Seamen's Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please click on the appropriate button in the print version to complete an online subscription form. The Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10001. Copyright, The Seamen's Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Until next month, bye-bye.